When was the last time you checked your pulse? Not only can your pulse indicate how well your heart is working, it could also be an early alert for dementia. In what's being described as a potential game changer, an international team of researchers from 37 countries have found a strong link between dementia and an irregular heartbeat. The team is headed by Professor Ben Friedman from the Heart Research Institute, who's our guest this morning. Professor Friedman, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Patricia.
This is the first time such a link has been made. What exactly has your team discovered?
Well, we've been worried about this for some time. A number of researchers have shown there is an association, but our team really took this to the next level to go through and do a full review of where the evidence is now, where the gaps are, and why we should be sort of investing more time and energy into looking at how this abnormal heart rhythm can lead to dementia and how we might be able to prevent it potentially by detecting this abnormal heart rhythm earlier.
So talk me through the significance then of the finding. Could an irregular heartbeat be a potential predictor of dementia?
It could be, but perhaps I should tell you a little bit more. The irregular heartbeat is a sign of atrial fibrillation or AF. And the rhythm itself may cause symptoms, so people might feel palpitations or lightheaded or breathless, or they may feel nothing. But it's pretty common. About one in three people who've reached the age of 50 will have it during their lifetime. So it's not something that is rare. And it's a cause of about a third of all strokes. And very often, the stroke is the first sign of having AF. So our group has been promoting the research to demonstrate that looking for AF and detecting it when it's not even symptomatic might prevent stroke. We know that stroke is a precursor of dementia, but there are many other reasons why AF could lead to dementia. And we really need to be concentrating more on this because stroke, for example, is almost completely reduced by treating with blood thinning agents or anticoagulants in people who've got AF. And it stops the blood from forming clots inside the heart and then whizzing off to the brain. But we don't know yet whether this might also reduce dementia. There's suggestive evidence of it, and we're advocating for more trials of it. And we're also advocating that all trials of AF should include dementia as an outcome, because dementia is just as feared as stroke by people. So if you could prevent it by finding this abnormal heart rhythm, that would be a bit of a game changer. But we've still got a long way to go before we can do that.
Based on the finding, what's your advice to people? Should we all be heading to the GP to get a pulse check?
Well, you can actually check your own pulse pretty easily. And there's a group that's called the Atrial Fibrillation Association and the Arrhythmia Association, it's a patient group. And they have lots of things on their website showing know your own pulse. And their motto is detect and protect. So if you can feel your pulse yourself, that's one way. When you go to your doctor, you can ask them, could you check my pulse? And if it's regular, like a clock, then you have a normal rhythm. If it's not, then that's sometime when you might want to go and see your GP to say, could you check my pulse? And if it's abnormal, they will check your ECG and tell you whether you've got AF.
You're the founder of AF Screen International Collaboration, the team that's established this link. Tell us about the work that it does.
It's a group of people who are interested in atrial fibrillation, and it's not just people who are cardiologists like heart specialists. There are neurologists and stroke specialists and general physicians and pharmacists, lay people. So it's a group of people who think this is a worthwhile thing to be doing research on, to be showing how it's cost effective, and to be showing that it can be easily done in many different countries and many different environments. It's recommended by the World Heart Federation's roadmap, and it's recommended in our own guidelines. And with further research, we can show how it might also be related to dementia and be able to be, if dementia could be prevented, or at least part of it could be prevented by doing what we're doing, that would be a great outcome.
As the population ages around the globe, we know that the number of people with dementia will continue to rise. Is that the case also for an irregular heartbeat? What are the projections?
Yes, absolutely. The projections for atrial fibrillation absolutely will rise by 150% in the next few decades. As we age, the older we get, the more likely we are to get atrial fibrillation, and the more likely we are to have stroke if we get atrial fibrillation, and also the more likely we are to get dementia. But paradoxically, even in younger people, AF has an even stronger link with cognitive decline, and that's the thing that happens before you get dementia. So this link is well worth looking at, not just in older people, and it's not just a normal process of aging. If it's something that we can reverse, this would be a fantastic thing. But aging does mark and go along with both stroke and atrial fibrillation, and as the population ages, both will go up.
Professor Friedman, thank you for your time this morning.
Okay, thanks very much for having me.
Professor Ben Friedman is the Deputy Director of the Cardiovascular Research at the Heart Research Institute.